Blog Talk Radio.
In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When a young family moves into an old house, they soon discover they are not alone. Late night attacks by violent spirits turn their lives into a living hell. Until a courageous young boy challenges the dead who refuse to die. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality.
That's audio from the Discovery Channel television show, A Haunting, and one of their most watched episodes in show history called House of the Dead. It continues to be repeated on a frequent basis, and the subject of that television show is our guest today on WAMS Radio. He's the author of the book Dark Force. Bill Bean joins us. Thanks for listening. And hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Burke. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, it's my pleasure. And, you know, Bill, we've gotten emails and phone calls about your experience that you had, one of the first things that I would have to ask is, you know, why you? Why do you think these things happened to you? And as you answer that question, maybe, you know, paint the picture for the folks who are listening that aren't familiar with your story.
Yeah, as for why me, I don't have the answer for that. I truly don't. I've found that in life sometimes bad things do happen to good people. And God has a plan for all of us. And he had a plan for me then, and he certainly has a plan for me now. So the question as to why really escapes me, but I just trust in God to continue to guide me. And I'm far more blessed, I'm happy to say, far more blessed than I've ever been cursed. And going into the story, the book, when I started writing the book, I really started with the house, saying that it began in 1970, but to be quite honest, it actually started before then, and I have several photos that indicate that as well. It's my belief that something actually attached to my mother's side of the family, and she suffered through some things, paranormal experiences through her childhood as well, and I believe whatever force attached to my mother and her side of the family actually led us to this house where evil was already manifested. And I've said it many times, I feel that we were under attack from a two-pronged attack of evil, and it really did contribute greatly to the destruction of my family. There's no question about that. But
and you were a young child when you moved into this house that, of course, the TV show was made about, and you detailed in the book. You were, what, 3-4 years old at that time?
Yeah, that's correct, Burke. I was 4 years old, and my first recollections of the house were frightening ones, and I didn't even know why, but it just had an ominous look and feel about it, and in back of the house was just a dilapidated old tool shed, and again, just terrible vibe from it, just such a bad feeling of dread, feeling of fear, and the house itself was really semi-dilapidated. My father was a master carpenter. So he saw this as something that he could restore, and he did. He did quite a bit of work to the house. But, my first memories were not pleasant ones.
Bill Bean is our guest today. The book is Dark Force, and it's available at BillBean.net, BillBean.net. And, Bill, you were 3-4 years old when this began happening. What was the first sort of paranormal experience that either you remember, or if you're too young to remember, maybe you were told about by your folks or your sister? You had a sister and a brother that also lived in the house, correct?
That's correct, Burke, yeah. My sister is several years my senior, and I have a younger brother. And my mother was the first to experience something supernatural in the house, and it was after a couple days of being in there. My mother was unpacking boxes, and my father had taken my siblings and I to his parents' house for the day to leave my mother alone and let her organize. And it was during this that she actually felt a presence. And she thought in her mind that it was my father sneaking back into the house because he had a sense of humor like that. And she thought that he was sneaking back in to play a joke on her. And she spun around fully anticipating to see him and hoping to startle him first. But when she spun around, nothing or no one was there. So she was taken aback by it. She was able to collect herself and go back to doing what she was doing. And wasn't long after that that one of the bedroom doors slammed shut, and that was enough to make her go outside.
Now, you were obviously too young probably to have any personal recollection of this, so tell me again, how did you hear about these early things happening?
Yeah, the things like that were either told to me by my grandmother or hearing the conversations. I would eavesdrop on my mother. The only two people that she would discuss these things with were her mother and her sister. My mother was a very proud and private woman, and she was very embarrassed and ashamed by all of this, and she didn't want us talking with anybody about it.
And we should mention that you have now lost both your mom and your dad.
That's correct.
Happened. Okay. Bill Bean, our guest, the book is Dark Force, and you may be familiar with Bill's story from the Discovery Channel program A Haunting in the episode House of the Dead. Bill, in your book, Dark Force, you talk about your father's personality, and it completely changed at some point after moving into that house.
That's correct, Burke, and it's so sad because he was such a good man, very, very hard worker, good family man, just a winner in life, really. I mean, he had the ability, he was blessed with the ability to be successful at anything that he wanted to be, you know, anything he wanted to do, he could flourish at it, and it's very, very tragic to see someone that I saw as a heroic type of figure just take such a turn for the worse and just had a complete change in character. By the year 1973, he was a raging alcoholic. He had a construction business. By that point in time, was a shambles because his drinking, he was spending a lot of time in bars, and his employees were actually doing the work, and it was going unsupervised, and the quality of the work was suffering, and then he wasn't paying his employees, and it just seemed like everybody in the world was calling the house for him because he unfortunately owed money to everybody, and then he began to physically abuse my mother from a period 1973 to 1975, nearly killing her on several occasions. And praise God that he did leave us in 1975, because had he not left, he would have killed her. There's no doubt in my mind. And I unfortunately was a witness to many of these beatings. I can recall being 8 years old, having to run and call the police on my father. And my brother was also present for many of these things. And it's a trauma that no child should ever have to see or endure, that's for sure, because it definitely leaves marks on you. And I have no doubt, based on what I witnessed, that my father was, while being in these drunken stupors, I believe these demonic forces were able to enter him and manipulate him, and they were actually driving him to kill my mother. I have no doubt about it.
And you know, Bill, there, as tragic as it is, lots of families that have to deal with alcoholism and even some physical abuse. But what makes you believe that these demonic forces had a hand in that? Is it because it was a complete 180 from the way the guy was initially?
Absolutely correct, Burke. I mean, this man, I can't say enough about how good he was, and then to turn like that. I'm sorry to say I ended up hating him. I loathed him. I couldn't even look at him. And this was a man I saw as my hero. And praise God I was able to forgive him before his death in 1987. But for many, many years, I carried that around. I carried an intense hatred for him.
And your older sister, she also has fond recollections of your dad before moving into this house. He was a stand-up guy, good father, all that. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, and again, my sister being several years older than me, she had, it's really strange because there's quite an age gap between my sister and I, and she has many fond recollections and memories in her childhood. She's 9 years my senior, and so she, in her childhood, she had a wonderful childhood. They did a lot of things together. There was a lot of happiness. I can't say that for mine, Burke, and my brothers. I don't have not one good recollection of my childhood. It was just taken from us. I felt like, you know, our childhood had been robbed because we didn't have any type of normal childhood, no happiness. It was just being besieged by these demonic entities, and we were constantly under pressure. We hardly ever slept. I was always sick. My mother was always sick. And that's another part of demonic infestation and demonic oppression is when a person is being controlled or under the influence of the demonic, it will affect one's health. And my mother suffered greatly. My mother suffered more than any other person I've ever known or seen in my life. And all the while she was suffering these beatings from my father, she was very sick. It started out as high blood pressure, and then she had a series of strokes, and it ultimately led to kidney failure. And she just, the whole time, she couldn't work. When he left us in 1975, he moved to Florida, and he wasn't sending any money home to us, and we ended up losing the house. And I recall watching the house being auctioned off in the front yard. And the man that bought the house in the auction knew of my mother's circumstances and her health concerns. And I'm also embarrassed and ashamed to say that during this period, with him not sending any money home, my mother had to go on welfare. We were on welfare. So just making it on a daily basis was a task and a struggle, eating, clothing, the normal things.
Sure.
So it wasn't a good situation, that's for sure. And just looking back on it, especially looking back as I was writing the book and putting myself back in some of those situations, it's mind-boggling. I just don't know how we made it. It had to be God that got us through.
Bill Bean is our guest today on WAMS Radio, and he's talking about his childhood experiences in what, by all accounts, is a haunted house. It was featured on House of the Dead and The Haunting on the Discovery Channel. The book is Dark Force. It's available at billbean.net. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. It's a free call in the New York City metropolitan area. And you can also join the online chat at our WAMS website. Bill, in the book, unlike in the movies, you leaving that house as an older child didn't necessarily make things stop completely for you. Is that correct?
That is correct, Burke. I've had a plethora of experiences since my childhood, since leaving that house, and we left in 1980. I'm sorry to say that several months after leaving that house, my really two most beloved people in my life at the time had suddenly died, and my grandmother had died of a sudden series of heart attacks, and then 2 months and 2 days later, my mother died at the age of 44 of a cerebral hemorrhage. So, again, my siblings and I carried around great bitterness for a long time and continued throughout the years to have experiences. And when I say experiences, I have actually literally done battle with demonic forces on several occasions in my life. And the first time was at the age of 13 in that house.
You know, and as you talk about your mother's tragic death very young at 44, and how old are you now, Bill?
I'm 42.
So you're right there upon it. And You know, as tragic as that is, again, many people listening might say, well, okay, tragic, horrible things do happen to good people, but what does this have to do with paranormal experiences? So, you know, let me ask you, the scariest thing that happened to you personally as a kid in that home?
Well, we'd be here for quite a while if I listed the scariest things, but just a couple that probably jump out is the first physical attack I suffered was at the age of 5 in 1971. And middle of the night, and I was in my bed asleep, and something woke me from my sleep. I couldn't see anything or anybody, but I knew something was there. I got frightened. I was going to get out of bed and go in and get my parents. And as I got up to get out of bed, something grabbed me by my shoulders and slammed me back on my back in the bed. And I felt like I was pinned down, and I felt like I couldn't move. I felt paralyzed. I couldn't move anything. The only thing that worked and moved were my eyes. And, you know, I've probably given close to 200 interviews now, and every time I talk about this, it just gives me chills because, again, I have to relive it, put myself back there, and it just the sheer trauma, you know, if anybody can imagine being 5 years old and enduring trauma like that, I would hope that no child would ever have to endure something like that. And I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I was leaving my body or something. It was just that traumatic. And many bad things were happening during the course of this, and it seemed like it was going on for hours, but I'm sure it was only minutes. And then a manifestation appeared at the foot of my bed. And I have no doubt that this was a divine manifestation, because as this entity manifested, all the bad things that were happening stopped. And I felt greatly comforted from this being, and felt much love, protection, comfort. She continued to stare and smile and gaze at me, and then she turned and floated up through the ceiling. And the most amazing part about that apparition is that it looked exactly like my mother. And this divine lady, I'll call her, long blonde hair, beautiful lady. She had like a shimmering gown, which I would say probably a very, very pale blue that looked, you know, nearly white. And again, just absolutely mind-boggling that this entity looked exactly like my mother. And I wasn't the only one to see her. She actually saved my mother on several occasions as well, and other family members saw her also.
When, of course, you're only 5 years old when this happens, and again, the skeptics who are listening might say, well, you know, a five-year-old has an incredible imagination, and he's lucky to remember anything from five. But let me ask you, were there physical things that happened? You know, in movies and in books, you read about things like books flying off shelves and, blood bubbling up through the sink. Were there physical manifestations? Were there beds levitating, any of that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Right.
At the age of 13, 1979, I had just witnessed my mother being attacked. And that's something that I failed to mention to you is after my father left in 1975, my mother didn't get a break. She was being physically attacked by these entities on a regular basis, and it got to the point to where she couldn't even sleep in her own bed anymore. They were coming and choking her in her bed, and on one occasion she had just endured a physical attack and went out to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and something, an unseen force, actually projected a glass, smashing into her brow over top of her right eye, I believe it was, and caused a severe cut and knocked her unconscious, and she had to go to the hospital and get stitches, and she just never got a break. And
now, Bill, earlier in the program, you said that your house was actually auctioned off in 75. So you wound up living in the house even after that?
Yeah, the only reason we continued to live there is because we really didn't have any options. My grandmother begged us to come with her, but she had a one-bedroom apartment. My aunt wanted us to come live with her, but she had 8 children and a husband, and my mother was very, very proud she wouldn't burden anybody. And So that's why we stayed. And again, the man that bought the house in the auction let us stay there on a pay as you can, when you can basis. So that's how we were able to stay. And
thought he was doing you a favor, I'm sure. And as it turned out, the complete opposite is true.
Yeah, because what really happened, Burke, is eventually we were so mentally and spiritually defeated by these entities that we didn't even have any type of feelings for each other anymore. We were just pretty much zombies in the house, and I equate it to prisoners in a POW camp or something. You know, you're just surviving day by day, and the emotions just are not there. It's just you become very much zombie-like, and this is what happens when these demonic forces come onto someone or a family. This is how they destroy a family. They just their attack is mentally, spiritually, and physically. And part of my message, the main part, is just to get the message out there to people saying, you know, really, the only way for me is to have faith in God, and I've truly been delivered from evil by God, and I can never thank God and praise God enough for that. But another traumatic experience that occurred in the house that I started to go into, 1979, I was 13 years old. I had just witnessed my mother being attacked by an unseen force, was actually picked up in the air and thrown through the air across her bedroom, and she landed into her into a makeup table, and she was cut open and scratched and bruised. And at this point in time, we had a priest involved, and he was involved for the last 16 months that we lived there. And it got to the point to where he was actually bringing mason jars full of holy water to the house. And after witnessing this attack on my mother, I snapped, and I grabbed the Bible and a jar of holy water, and I began to call these demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I was saying, I command you to show yourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I started saying this, there were five other adults with me, by the way, including my mother, as this was taking place. The house began to shake like an earthquake. It was vibrating, and things were falling off the walls, and things were flying around. Doors were opening and slamming. It was like something right out of a Hollywood movie, but this was unfortunately real. And I was undeterred in my efforts, and I believe God was working through me on that day. As crazy as this may sound, this, in some strange way, it may have been a test from God just to see if I could be worthy or a warrior for him to stand up against evil. And as I continued to call them out in the name of Jesus Christ, at one point, four entities actually manifested several feet in front of me in the living room. And they manifested in greenish beams of light. One of the entities had the look of an undertaker, chalky white skin, black hair, black beard, black suit. The eyes were even black, very sinister-looking entity. And this is one of the entities that was attacking my mother on a regular basis. And a second entity had the look of a male, close-cropped, curly hair, chalky white skin, a scar down the side of his face. Again, the eyes were black, another very sinister-looking entity. The third entity had the look of a witch, female, long black gown, long dark hair, sharp facial features. And then the fourth entity is what I call the dark force entity, and probably the ringleader of them all, was a black form. And this black form had a set of red eyes, and I have seen and done battle with this entity on several occasions in my adult years.
Bill Bean is our guest. The book is Dark Force, and it's a chilling account of what happened to him in a small house in Maryland as a child and as a young man doing battle with these things as a 13-year-old. I was handed a note here, Bill, and I'm going to ask you this. Is it true that you were offered $50,000 to go back to that house by a TV crew and you declined?
That is true, Burke. Several years ago, I was offered $50,000. as part of a reality show to go back with a camera crew for 10 days. They were going to send the current occupants on a vacation somewhere, and I did decline, and the producer said to me, your story must be real to turn down $50,000, and believe me, I'm not a rich man. I'm quite poor, actually. I'm a hard-working man, and I need money just like everybody else, but I don't need it that way, and I don't want it that way.
Bill Bean's book, Dark Force, is available at billbean.net, as well as copies of his Discovery Channel show, Haunting, House of the Dead. Bill, I'm sure that you must run into people who sort of snicker and whisper behind your back and think that you're nutty, that this is all a figment of your imagination, or a way to get out there and make a buck and sell a few books. How do you feel about that? Does it bother you that there are people who are skeptical about what may or may not have happened to you as a young man and continues to happen today?
Well, it's incredible, Burke, because I'll be quite honest with you, very seldom does anyone ever, no one has ever, in public or to my face said anything like that, and I have never. I was just on a show with 10 million listeners recently, Coast to Coast Radio, and I've received hundreds of emails from people all over, and not one negative email. And ever since the story has been out, very, very little and few and far between anyone has ever said anything negative. It's such a blessing, and I really appreciate everyone's support. I'm up very, very late every night. I'm up till 4 or 5 a.m. every night answering emails, and I answer every single email that people send me. And I greatly appreciate it for all your well wishes and support. And for anyone that would be negative and would question anything, I can't convince them. I can't twist their arm to make them believe it. All I can do is speak with honesty, sincerity, and I feel that I certainly hope that people feel that. And in my lectures, people often come up to me and tell me that it was so powerful that they could feel it. And again, this isn't my power. This is God working through me, because I believe God has called me to come and help as many people as I possibly can, because there are many, many people out there that either have been affected by this or are currently affected by it. So part of my life's work is to really try and reach out and help these people.
Bill Bean is our guest. The book is Dark Force. It's available at billbean.net. And you may have seen Bill featured on the Discovery Channel's House of the Dead in the Haunting series, or seen him on Spirit TV, heard him on Coast to Coast AM, as Bill mentioned, with over 10 million listeners. You're now a religious man, and I ask, what role has your faith played in all this as you look back on it in retrospect?
God is everything to me, Burke. And again, I can't judge anybody, and I won't. I love people. All different kinds of people. I have friends from all over the world with different beliefs and things of that nature, and God bless them. But I must share what God did for me. As surely as I'm talking with you, and as surely as people are hearing me right now, God delivered me from evil. He took me from a horrific, horrendous life. Some things that I've experienced in my life are just unimaginable. There are some things that I couldn't put in that book, and I won't. But God delivered me from those things, and if he did that for me, he will do that for anybody who will call on him, and that's what it's all about. If you call on God for deliverance and you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then I firmly believe we have authority, power and authority over demons in the name and in the blood of Jesus Christ. So that is my message, and I'll continue to say that message to the four corners of the earth if God will have me do it.
At the end of the day, he's a survivor and an optimist. His name is Bill Bean. He's the author of the book Dark Force, about the tragic and tumultuous times he spent as a child in a house in Maryland. Became a television show for the Discovery Channel, and Bill, I know, personally answers every email that's sent to him at billbean.net. Bill, we're almost out of time. Thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Burke. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to talk with you again soon.
Bill Bean, our guest on WAMS Radio. I'm Burke Allen. Thank you for listening.